Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you caught up around the NFL on Tuesday, July 12th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. You know it's the NFL offseason when the biggest news of the day is that Heinz Field, which opened in 2001, is no longer Heinz Field. The stadium will now be known as Acrisure Stadium beginning this season. Pittsburgh Steelers announced on Monday the terms of a new 15-year deal with the insurance company that operates as a top 10 global insurance broker. Heinz, headquartered in Pittsburgh, initially signed a 20-year deal for the naming rights to Heinz Field for $57 million in 2001. They extended it through the 2021 season, however, decided not to renew it for the upcoming season. So Heinz Field is no more. It is now Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh. Former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has joined the ownership group of the Denver Broncos. Rice has also served as the National Security Advisor as well as Provost of Stanford University. She lived in Denver during her childhood and received a bachelor's degree as well as her doctorate from the University of Denver. It's an honor to be a part of this ownership group. Football has been an integral part of my life since the moment it was introduced to me, and I am thrilled to be a part of the Broncos organization today, Rice said in a statement she released on her personal Twitter page. Of course, in June, a group led by Walmart Air Rob Walton, that includes Walton's daughter, Carrie Walton Penner, her husband, Greg Penner, and Melody Hobson, co-CEO of Ariel Investments and chair of the board for Starbucks Corporation, agreed to purchase the Broncos for $4.65 billion. With the Baker Mayfield trade in the rearview mirror, Jimmy Garoppolo now lingers as the next possible quarterback who could find himself on a new team at the start of the season. San Francisco 49ers anticipated moving on from Jimmy G, but the shoulder surgery threw a wrench into those plans. According to NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, he reported on Monday morning that the expectation within the NFL continues to be that Garoppolo is traded by the end of this month. Pelissero also reached out to Garoppolo's agent, Don Yee, regarding the quarterback status, shoulder rehab, and recent trade rumors. Yee responded by saying he's progressing well and that they are optimistic he will be ready to go for the upcoming season. According to Josina Anderson, post-hearing briefs are due soon this week in the Deshaun Watson proceedings. A source told Anderson as far as a timeline for a result in the Watson punishment case, quote, we're still looking at a few weeks before we get a decision. It may or may not be before camp. Continue to keep an eye out for an inevitable Deshaun Watson punishment. That's all I got for you on Tuesday, July 12th. If you enjoy the SB Nation NFL show, please make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. Nothing coming up for you later today, but make sure you stay locked into the feed on Wednesday. It's myself, Kyle Posey, and Justice Mosqueda on the latest edition of NFL University. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.